Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to it. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. I'll tell you this. I was genuinely excited this morning when I looked at my phone and saw the Chicago Cubs had lost. I actually pumped my fist. I'd only woken up like 30 seconds before that.
I stayed up to watch the Cubs game.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it, but it went into extra innings. I said, all right, I'll find out tomorrow. But look, I mean, three out, 12 to go, and two out in the loss column. Afternoon game today. Again, the game's at noon. Phillies and the Braves. So, phone lines, 888-729-9494. What Klintak had to say. Now, one other thing. I want to get to what he said about Kapler and then right to the phones. Because in the radio.com interview with John Heyman, he's asked about Gabe Kapler, and it seems very clear to me that he wants Gabe Kapler back as the manager. He doesn't use those words, and he specifically does not answer the question when asked by Salisbury in the article for NBC Sports Philly.com. But here's what he does say when asked about Kapler in the radio.com interview. Listen to this, and we'll take your reaction. Now, listen, maybe Middleton doesn't want Kapler back and he'll just make the call. But if you're listening to what Klintak says, and when Klintak says that Gabe Kapler has done a, quote, really good job, pause, better than a really good job, that does not sound to me like a general manager who in 2 weeks is about to fire his manager.
Well, no, he's not gonna. I mean, this is his guy. He's gonna go to bat for Gabe Kapler until they both go down, in my book, based on how this sounds.
Maybe. Yeah, I get it. He might be defending the manager he hired to defend himself.
Yes, absolutely. That's
distinctly possible. All right, to the phones. What do you make of all this with Klintak, Kapler, the Phillies? And again, the game does matter today. We'll see where it goes. Let's go to John in Coatesville. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Can we stop with the first playoff talk? Because if they make the playoffs, it's going to be the worst thing to happen to this team, because that will mean the three are back next season, and it's going to be more of the same.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I do think he spoke to that in this interview when he was asked if Kapler's being judged on more than wins and losses. He flat out said, winning is what matters for his job, for my job, for anybody in this game. That's the cold, hard truth.
Yeah.
I think it's possible that the directive has, you know, come across his desk. Like, you guys win here down the stretch. You make a great showing and, you know, potentially be right in it for that playoff, or you're going to be gone. Like, it's possible he's speaking to
it's
here.
It's possible, yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, John, what you're saying, appreciate the call, pal. What you're saying is something that has been said by, you know, many others, that essentially missing the playoffs would be better for the Phils because it triggers a chain of events that could lead to Klintak and Kapler being gone. Personally, I don't agree with that on two fronts. I'd, number one, rather see them make the playoffs than not make the playoffs, and I think it's better for their future if they do make it. Number two, and I've been very clear about this, and a lot of people disagree with me, if I'm Middleton, I would bring Klintak and Kapler both back. Now, a whole host of people disagree with me on that, and that's fine.
I
know you disagree with that. I know you do.
And I hate to say that. I mean, these are
jobs.
Good people.
They are good people. Yeah, I think so. Now, Twitter poll question of the day, and it's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Food Truck Face-Off is back at the Casino at Delaware Park on Sunday, September the 29th, two Sundays from now. You can sample over 10 of the region's best food trucks. Seltzer's going to be there. I will as well. You can be too. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, do you think Matt Klintak will be back as Philly's general manager next season? Not do you want him back. Do you think he will be back? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll update you as we move through the show. All right, James, all of this absorption of information, the radio.com interview, long-form podcast, and the Jim Salisbury article, and great job by Salisbury, of course, and John Heyman, both getting Klintak on the record here, very notably. What do you make of what's been presented?
First and foremost, I agree with your take that I think that this is happening because Matt Klintak is absolutely going to be back next season. and they're getting out in front of it. They're trying to shape the narrative. That's just my opinion on it.
So, do you think there's probably been a meeting where Middleton, McPhail, and Klintak have said, all right, listen, we're probably not making the playoffs. Let's start getting some messaging out there to the fans. And one of the ways we're going to do it, hey, Matt, we're going to get you on the record. Now, who should we go to? Okay, let's talk to Jim Salisbury locally. Let's talk to John Heyman nationally. And let's start just forming some narratives that people can chew on. So that's what you think happened.
100%. And I think it's clear. This is just what I already thought, that he wants Kapler back. Kapler's his guy. He hired Kapler. It's an indictment on him if Kapler gets fired. I don't think that it's ultimately going to be his decision, though. I think John Middleton is going to step in here. I think if they don't make the playoffs, I do think Kapler will be gone no matter what Klintak wants. And I think that could create a really interesting situation where if John Middleton wants to bring in someone who has clout, has cachet, the guys we've talked about, whether it's Joe Maddon leaving the Cubs, whether it's Joe Girardi, that creates an interesting friction.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's a really interesting situation.
Here's what I see as a little, I don't know if it's a flaw in the argument or just maybe an inconsistency as I hear what you're saying, James, is that if it is happening in conjunction with the, let's call it the, if Klintak is talking, John, with the blessing of Middleton and McPhail, and again, we don't know for sure. I agree with James. I think his instincts are right. But if it is from that vantage point, and as James is saying, if they don't make the playoffs, Kapler's gone, then why is Klintak so publicly strong in support of Kapler now if Klintak knows in 2 weeks Kapler could be fired?
It's a tough one. Look, I wouldn't be.
A tough question to answer, I will say.
I wouldn't bet on Kapler being gone. Like, I don't feel very strongly about that. I'm just, if I had to choose one way or the other, if they don't make the playoffs, I would lean towards him being gone. But he might be back. I thought the first answer in the Salisbury article when he was asked the first question about Kapler was interesting, because he starts by deflecting.
All right, here's what he said in, the Salisbury article. This is NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com. Here's the exchange on this. He's asked a very direct question. Will Kapler return as manager next season? Here's his answer. I mean this sincerely. We have 13 games left. We're four out. This is prior to last night, by the way, prior to last night's game. We have 13 games left. We're four out in the wild card chase, and one of the teams we're chasing, we play five times. Until we play the last game of 2019, we're not going to start talking about 2020 yet. We still have 13 very important games to play. There'll be plenty of time to talk about 2020 after this season. So that is interesting. To the phones, what do you make all of this? Jim in Somerton. What's up, Jim?
Yes, I have a question. They've been there 5 years, okay? Have you looked at the age of the Phillies, of what we have?
Of the major league players?
Yes. It's, you have Kinsley's 25, he'll be 26. Hoskins, 26, he'll be 27.
Okay.
This is a rebuild. This isn't, we're not going forward anywhere. We have no pitching. You have a pitcher, Aaron Nola, that's 27. I mean, this is a teardown. I mean,
it was a teardown. It's no longer a teardown. Now you're in the process of trying to come up, but it certainly was a teardown.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Come back. Is Hoskins, is he Dave Kingman, 30 homers, 230, strikeout 180?
It's possible. I think he'll be better than that, but I understand your point. You do wonder if he's a traditional slugger that has a bad batting average. But to his credit, Jim, he still has an on-base percentage above 370, which is really, really good.
Right, but your shortstop, okay? Is he going to be here, or is this going to be a 16?
I don't think Segura's here 2 years from now. I think Segura's here next year. I think there's a chance Segura's not here next year, and I do not think Segura's here 2 years from now.
All right, another question.
Yep.
Are you going to pay a 29-year-old catcher $100-some million?
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because you believe he can do it for about four more years.
Absolutely.
And if you get
What are you going to do with Dickerson? Are you going to pay him?
Yes, I want to bring him back.
Depends. I think it depends on a whole host of factors. Who's the third baseman? Who's the second baseman? Where's Kingery playing?
Hazley. There's Hazley in the lineup. McCutcheon's coming back. There's a lot of people back there.
But listen, Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where are you going to get a relief pitcher with salary and the starting pitcher?
Well, that's the harder thing.
Listen, those are prioritized.
Yeah, the thing about Jim, your questions are great and your phone call is really good there. Unfortunately, I'm not Klintak, and he's the one or Middleton who really, some of the more direct answers. I'm giving you from my perspective. the relief pitchers they can find, and by the way, some of the injured relief pitchers will get back next year. Now, some of them they won't. We have no idea if Sir Anthony pitches next year. We have no idea. But, you know, you can rebuild a bullpen pretty easily. That's very findable. What is very hard to do is to find quality starting pitching. And they're in a really tough spot there. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to try to figure that out. 888-729-9494. No question about it. Let's talk to Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Johnny.
What's up, buddy?
First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome aboard, Johnny. Johnny, what time did you wake up today?
What time did I wake up?
Yeah.
I woke up like 6 or 7
a.m. Oh, my man. So like 4 or 5, you got the 4 or 5 hour sound of energy here going. You know?
Yeah, man. What time you woke up?
I woke up this morning at 7:03.
Is that an alarm set time?
Yeah.
You go 7:03?
I go 7:02, 7:03, 7:06, 7:08, 7:10.
Are you kidding me?
That's serious.
You set the alarm.
Six alarms.
For that many.
Six times every day. And then it's which one triggers me. And sometimes you do six. Sometimes you're going six snoozes and, you know, wake up in the 7:20, 7:30s. But this was a 7:03.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the same size as your shoe.
Oh, that's Look at you, Johnny. Can't get one past you, Johnny. You're good.
That was good.
All right, Johnny, what do you make of the Phils and the Eagles here? What do you got, my man?
Yeah, I got some Eagles. I just think it's ridiculous how the Cowboys got more wins than us right now.
How the Cowboys are what? Looking better?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they do. I mean, so far they do. And they've
played bad teams, but we've played one of those bad teams and didn't look as good as the Cowboys did
when we
played that bad team. They're getting a lot of love, and deservedly so. And no matter whether we want to admit it or not, Dak Prescott looks far better than I expected with weapons to throw the ball to.
Yep.
He's not a flash in the pan.
All right, so I didn't see this. I think it was a tweet. It might have been on ESPN. James, I know you had referenced this to me off the air yesterday that Lewis Riddick had made a comment, I guess 2 days ago or yesterday, that September has become the new preseason.
He actually did it in week one, after week one.
John, that theory that the gelling process is like, of course, it's always going on week one or two, but it's even going on more now than years gone by because guys didn't play in the preseason. And I guess what he's alluding to is don't totally judge the good or great or bad or averageness of teams based on what you see right out of the gate because they're unformed still. Do you buy that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you buy it significantly? Do you think that there's a chance we're going to have wild fluctuations on what we see up ahead?
Without a doubt. Lewis Riddick knows what he's talking about.
I agree
first
with
of
you.
All.
I agree.
But there's just... Yeah. Yes, we've just begun to scratch the surface. Think about the last couple of years, the way our Eagles teams have come together. You know, it feels like it takes half the year.
But not 2 years. Two years ago.
Okay,
boom,
that's
boom,
true.
Boom. Boom.
Last year, yes. Yeah. And with Carson's rookie year, yes. It's every team is different, certainly. There are some teams who've come out of the gates guns a-blazing this year, and I think the Cowboys are one of those.
Yep.
I think the Patriots also don't always look this good early, and they always seem to get it together. That's a testament to a good group of coaches and a team that understands not to press the panic button.
Let me give you a classic example. I mean, I don't know if there's a better example that exists. Last year, the New Orleans Saints were clearly one of the three or four best teams in football. They got to the NFC Championship game. They came within a minute of getting to the Super Bowl. You know, we all know they were one of the best teams. They lost at home week one last year to a team in Tampa Bay who ultimately, I don't know, I'd have to look it up, probably won six games or thereabouts, five, six, seven. It was not a good Tampa Bay team. And not only did New Orleans lose, they got walloped. They gave up something like 48 points or something.
Was that the week after?
It was before.
The week before.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the week before.
And it was near.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And everyone was thinking Tampa was all that.
Right, my point is, like, let's just say, as if, for instance, John, you, me, James, we're doing sports talk radio in New Orleans after week one of September of 2018. it's entirely reasonable that a talk show host would come on the air and a fan would call in and say, let me tell you something. The New Orleans Saints have no chance to be elite. They have no chance to compete for a Super Bowl because it is impossible, impossible for a team that's going to really compete for the Super Bowl to lose that bad at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week one, who, by the way, are playing their backup quarterback. It's impossible. Now, it wasn't impossible because New Orleans sure as hell did compete for that Super Bowl. They didn't get there. They came as close as you can. And they were obviously one of the three or four best teams in pro football last year. So my point is there is something to be said for take it with a grain of salt week one, you know, for what it's worth. By the way, speaking of football, we go inside fantasy football this hour as well. Paul Charchian will get us, get you and us on the right side. By the way, it's kind of weird because John and I are competing against each other.
Ooh.
How about that?
How about that?
Fantasy football. And we both
need a win for each other.
Oh, boy.
Not feeling great about my team.
Both of us 0-2. But I got to give a shout out to my guy, Mr. John Ritchie here, who last week, ladies and gentlemen, in the NFL picks that we do on Fridays, two games.
Wow.
How about it?
I guess that's
good work, buddy.
That's more reason for me to not pay close attention to the picks like I did this week. It worked.
A 2-1 spot for Richie. He did get the bonus question wrong, though, and I got it right.
So, you know. So now I'm 0-for.
I felt great about you winning the bonus, too, with the Wentz passing yards. I thought Joe was way too low.
Bad answer. Does an NFL quarterback typically average 300 yards passing? So is John's answer a 3-1 too high? Yes.
Did Carson in 2017? Yeah.
All right, Paul Charchian, we'll talk to him. Fantasy football will keep rocking the cause as well. Remember, Phil's Afternoon Baseball, 12 noon today, the earliest start time they can possibly have. And we look forward to it. They are still somehow in this thing. 3 out, 12 to go. That's at noon today. Charge next. Phone calls throughout. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
John Ritchie here. If you've been putting it off, if you think you're too busy to lose weight and get healthy, I want you to know that Nutrisystem for Men will work for you. All you have to do is eat the food and lose the weight. It's simple, and it really does work. I just went to the Nutrisystem.com website and picked my food for next month. You get to go through and choose the foods that you like most, things that taste fantastic. And it's a smorgasbord of deliciousness. And they make it so simple and convenient with meals. They deliver these things right to my door. All the work is done. You just have to eat and lose weight. Lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. I've been doing this since August 24th. I've now lost 30 pounds myself, probably 4 inches off my waist. It is fantastic. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page and use the promo code Richie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, to get $50 off plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code Richie to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.